Hey everybody, it's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today we're going to talk about, is it the cause or the symptom? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
All right, so I know you, right? I know that you're a high achiever. I know that you're somebody who wants to take us to the next level. And I know this, you're somebody who usually wins, right? Like you ultimately find a way to win. It's just a matter of time. You know, a lot of times we set goals and we want them faster. And so I know you're hard on yourself and you demand more of yourself. And you're probably harder on yourself than anybody else ever could be because you hold yourself to a higher standard than anybody else ever could. And you know what? I acknowledge that about you. I am the same exact way. And if you're anything like me, you've made this mistake before. And so I just want to bring awareness to it to see if you're doing this, because I've made this mistake and then ended up 6 months down the road only to realize that that wasn't the thing all along. You ever had that? You ever like say to yourself, you know what I need? I need this. And then you spend the next 6 months going after it and you get there and you're like, crap, I didn't even want that. That happens to me all the time. Or you're like, is that all this is? I got here and I thought I wanted this and now I'm here. And I'm like, is this all there is? What causes that? Well, I think a lot of times we have a tendency to misdiagnose ourselves, which is why I think coaches are so profound, right? Like I have three coaches. And I try to surround myself with coaches all the time because a coach can see me in a way that I cannot see myself. And I knew that at a young age, being a baseball player and being a professional athlete. I knew that a coach, I instinctively knew that you see my swing and you see how I approach at bats and fielding ground balls and all that in a way that I could never do it. As a result, when we self-diagnose, we tend to label the symptoms as the cause, right? I'll give you an example. I coach a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, real estate agents, insurance agents, lenders, right? People who own small businesses, that kind of thing. And a lot of times they'll say, I need more lead generation. David, I just need to generate more leads. And I'll say, really? Okay, great. And two scenarios will come up after that sometimes. Now, sometimes it is. They need to generate more leads for their business. But sometimes, as we diagnose, we will find out that they generate plenty of leads. They just cannot convert leads into business, right? That's the real issue. That happens a lot of times. They got enough leads, they just can't convert them. They don't have the sales skills to generate business. So they're over here talking about generating leads and prospecting and marketing, but really what they don't have is the sales skills to be able to convert that into business. Or I'll say, well, if you need to do more lead generation, if you need to get more leads, what do you need to do? Well, I need to do my lead generation every day. I need to do my marketing and my prospecting every day. And I'm like, okay, so are we talking about, like, are you already doing that? No, I can't stay disciplined. Okay, so the symptom is actually leads. But the cause of that is you won't get your ass on the phone and make calls or do your videos. Well, yeah, that's right. But see, if we spent the entire 6 months trying to generate more leads as opposed to working on the discipline that it takes to get up in the morning and go generate business first thing in the day, we would be lost 6 months down the road and we would be starting all over. So I want you to kind of rate your life on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being it is rocking, it's on fire. And 1, you're like, oh my God, it's terrible. Where are you in terms of here? Health? Your physical fitness? Are you working out? Eating right? Like where are you in that realm on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing? Where are you with your wealth? Wealth, that's where business would fall under. That's where income would fall under. Where are you with your love? That refers to your relationships. You've got health, you've got wealth, you've got love, your relationship, whether you're married or you're in a relationship. Where is that at? And then the last one is happiness. How fulfilled are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And then I want you to write down all the reasons, all the things, all the symptoms that they might be, or all the causes. Right? I want you to write down what's stopping you from being a level 10 in all of those. And then I want you to ask yourself this. Are these things that I listed symptoms of a larger problem? that I need to address, that I've been unwilling to address? Are these symptoms, or are these actually causing it? And then I want you to whittle that down to that list until you get all the way down to one thing. And that's usually the thing that we've been avoiding, resisting, ignoring, not acknowledging, that's going to help us break through. That's the cause. And so this is a pretty heavy podcast right now, right? Like, I'm asking you to go into your life, rate all areas, all four areas on a scale of 1 to 10, and then dive into each one and self-diagnose it and do the dirty work. That's what this is about. That's why you're on this podcast, right? You want to find a way to win. Ultimately, I have found that finding a way to win is about saying no to more and doing less. When we're scatterbrained, we think, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. Man, I just need to be more disciplined. Is it that you need to be more disciplined? Or is your environment set up for you to... I'll give you an example. When I have ice cream and cookies and that kind of stuff in my house, I'll be like, God, I just need to be more disciplined. No, you need to not buy the cookies or have the ice cream in the house. So all you have to eat are fruit, vegetables, and lean meats. If you did that, all of a sudden you would be disciplined. You see the difference what I'm talking about between symptom and cause? Don't misdiagnose yourself, because a lot of the stuff you're beating the crap out of yourself for isn't even really the issue. It's not even it. It's something totally different that you're not acknowledging. What is that? What is it in your life that is the cause? And ultimately, and I also don't want you to do that. It's me. Well, okay, that's of course it's you. And I appreciate that. I honor you for saying, you know what? It's me. I'm taking responsibility for it. But what I want you to get out of this podcast today is I want you to stop listening to your excuses as if they're your reality. As your coach, I'll never listen to your excuses as your reality. I will simply listen to them as excuses and help you reframe and restructure. So I want you to do that exercise. Take it on. Health, wealth, love, happiness. Go through each one, label all the things that you think are stopping you, and ask yourself, is that the symptom or is that the cause? And if it's the symptom, I want you to scratch it off, put it off to the side. And then do it again and do it again and do it again until you get down to, oh my gosh, that's the cause. And what you'll find is, once you've done that, the change, guys and gals, is a lot easier than you thought it was. Because now you're not roaming around lost. You know exactly what it is. Now you have laser focus. The plan automatically comes into place, and bam, you're getting results. You're making change. Okay, so I hope this helped you. I hope this put a little light on something. I know it was a little deep. I know it was a little doing the dirty work, digging in and doing some deep work here, and I hope you took that on. I am grateful, absolutely level 10 grateful for you giving me your ear and giving me the opportunity to contribute to you at a high level. If you think somebody else could use this podcast, I would love it if you shared it with them. I'd also love it if you followed us on Facebook and Instagram and all that, and I could continue to contribute in any way, and you can come say hi. So until then, remember, go out there every single day of your life and go find a way to win.